one of the most important aspects to me that's resonated with me is that it's really helped to transcend institutional barriers. As I mentioned before, we're so, as scientists, preoccupied with our efforts, we don't sort of think outside the box. And how do we get drawn or motivated to talk to people who we don't know about things of common interest, and where we actually may have a barrier in that we use different jargon or words? And so I think this has been a wonderful opportunity. It's brought people together that didn't do so before. And so now Chicago really does look as good as it is on paper. And then finally, our last objective, which we're working towards, is to see if we can bring some of the wonderful ideas and inventions from the three campuses forward into a commercial center so that as well that we improve the Chicago community. Okay, so I know this is very brief, very bulletized. There is an addendum that talks about some of the numbers that back up the leverage. I'll be here all day and certainly be happy to answer any questions. I thank you for your attention.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you.
I'd say yesterday there was, in both the comments made by the three speakers, then followed up in the individual roundtable discussions, and then back when we met to digest all of those comments, there was a repeated request or identification of a need for the University of Illinois and other universities to justify their presence, to indicate to the state why we're a valuable asset. And I think your presentation just, you know, knocks the ball out of the park in terms of explaining clearly how much leverage there is in terms of what we can bring into the state in federal government money, and then how we can create economic assets that are valuable to the universities and to the state, and how we can improve people's lives. So thank you for, in 24 hours, satisfying the entire room. I've sat in on their planning sessions at the provost level, and it's incredibly exciting, even if you can't understand what they're talking about. Okay, we're going to go into the committee reports. And Ed, if you could kick off as chair of the Budget Audit Facilities Committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The meeting of the Audit Budget Facilities and Finance Committee was held at 1 p.m. on July 9th. Members of the committee constituting a quorum were Trustees McMillan, Montgomery, Strobel, student trustee Tingen, as well as a new student trustee, Polinski. Trustee Courts graciously agreed to participate via phone for the first portion of the meeting. Minutes of the May 21st meeting were approved without corrections and additions. There were three informational presentations made to the committee, one by KPMG audit partner Jackie Dipple, presenting the fiscal year 2012 financial and compliance audit plan as required by professional audit standards. Brady O'Connell from Hewitt Ennis Knupp made a presentation on the university investment performance, with Dean Hagen providing investment policy update. Also, Vice President Pierre made a presentation on the preliminary fiscal year 2014 budget requests, which goes forward to the state. There's seven items that were reviewed by the committee and are being put forward for full board consideration, and they're items 15 through 21. I won't bother to read each one of them. As required by a board item approved on the May 31st meeting, Mike Bass informed the committee that for fiscal year 13, the operating support for University of Illinois Foundation and the University of Illinois Alumni Association have been reduced to $6,782,500 and $2,394,300 respectively for the two organizations to reflect the reduction of the university's FY13 general appropriation. Walt Knorr reported to the committee on the status of the state appropriations receivable as of June 30. And the scheduled appearance before the Legislative Audit Commission, which is scheduled for August 29th, and Treasurer McKeever, I think, is going to be sitting in on that also. The meeting adjourned at 2:37. The next meeting is Tuesday, September 4th at 1 p.m.